This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave, in for Terry Gross. This Sunday marks the final performance for Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane in the Broadway smash hit The Producers. The show won a record 12 Tonys, including Best Musical, Best Book of a Musical, Best Original Score, and Best Actor. The book, the music, and lyrics were written by Mel Brooks. He adapted them from his first feature film, The Producers, which he wrote and directed. Terry Gross spoke with Mel Brooks last year after the show opened. Let's start by hearing a song from the cast recording. This scene takes place during the auditions to find the worst actor in the world to play Hitler in the worst show ever written. An actor is auditioning, and the playwright Franz Liebkind thinks he's not investing enough masculinity into his portrayal of Hitler. So he steps in to demonstrate how it should be done. Brad Oscar plays Franz Liebkind.
Haben Sie gehört, das deutsche Band?
Mit der Bank, mit der Boom, mit der Bing Bang, Bing Bang Boom.
Ah, haben Sie gehört, das deutsche Band?
Mit der Bank, mit der Boom, mit der Bing Bang Boom.
Russian folk songs and French ooh-la-la can't compare. German umpapa for saying Haben Sie gehört, das deutsche Band?
Mit der Zett, mit der Zapp,
mit der Sing.
Polish polkas, they're stupid und sehr rotten. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that Schweigen, Reigen, Schone, Schützen, Schmutzen, Sauerbraten. Key change, Versen.
Listening to Das Deutsche Band song, I'm thinking, like, do you ever think, well, boy, I bet if Hitler wasn't showbiz, he wouldn't be very good. You know, that he might have been quite the Führer, but he wouldn't have been a very good song and dance man.
No, I don't. He didn't have rhythm. He didn't, you know. Actually, Ethel Merman would have been a much better dictator because she had it all. She was just as loud as Hitler, just as strident, but she could sing and dance. And Adolf couldn't pull it off. As a matter of fact, one of the lyrics in Springtime was, in the Heil Myself version, is, if you remember, is that I'm the German Ethel Merman, don't you know? So, I mean, I always think of Merman because when I was a little kid, I saw her and she actually made me want to be in show business.
Now, let's get back to The Producers. In addition to having a big song and dance number about Hitler, there's a big gay number that's sung by a couple of flaming queens, shall we say. And this is the kind of humor that gay people are likely to find either very funny or kind of offensive. And this is a very, I think, very funny song called Keep It Gay. And it's a song sung by the worst director in the world who's hired to direct Springtime for Hitler. It's sung by him and his common-law assistant. And it's a song basically acknowledging that many theater people are gay and many shows have a kind of gay sensibility. Tell me what made you decide to write this song for the show.
Well, when you meet characters, you try to set their characters in a song. It's as simple as that. Now, first we meet Bialystok. So he's got a song. It's all about him. We find out all about it. It's called King of Broadway. You meet Bloom. I want to be a producer. You mean, that's what he's all about. They join up. They seek out the worst play and playwright in the world. They find Liebkind. So it's incumbent upon the songwriter of the show to write a song that tells you who Liebkind is, right? They leave him and they go to Roger Debris' apartment. And they meet Roger Debris and his wonderful, assistant, Carmen Ghia. So, got to be a song about those guys. Now, they are extremely, flagrantly, funnily, excitingly, and beautifully gay. So that's why I wrote Keep It Gay, because that was a beat that had to be covered. So I covered it.
Why don't we hear Keep It Gay? And this is Gary Beach as the worst director in the world, Roger Debris. Music and lyrics by my guest Mel Brooks from the cast recording of The Producers.
Ooh, it's a wild idea, but it just might work. I see a line of beautiful girls dressed as stormtroopers, each one a gem, with leather boots and whips on their hips. It's risque, dare I say, S&M!
Love it!
I see German soldiers dancing through France, played by chorus boys in very tight pants. And wait, there's more! They win the war, and the dances they do will be daring and new. Turn, turn, kick, turn, 1, 2, 3, kick, turn. Keep it sassy, keep it classy, keep it...
That is brilliant, brilliant! Roger, I speak for Mr. Bloom and myself when I say that you are the only man in the world who can do justice to springtime for Hitler. Will you do it, please?
Please?
Wait a minute! This is a very big decision. It might affect the course of my entire life. I shall have to think about it. I'll do it! I'll do it! Sabu, champagne!
If at the end you want them to cheer, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay. Whether it's Hamlet, Othello, or Lear, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Comedy's joy is a constant delight. Dramas annoy us and ruin our night.
So keep your Strindbergs and Ibsens at bay.
Elizabeth Debris.
Keep it gay.
Okay, that's one of Mel Brooks' songs from his new show, The Producers, and that's from the new cast recording. I imagine you met a lot of gay people, made a lot of gay friends when you started working in theater.
Oh, yeah. In those days, it was so, you know, frowned upon, and, you know, and this... That's terrible because, you know, half of us in the theater are gay and the other half are Jews. And, you know, so I don't know. You know, it's a good mix, you know. I'm, of course I'm kidding. I mean, I don't want you to write letters. If you don't get it, don't write letters.
Well, good idea to cast Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick in the two leading roles. How did you know they'd work so well together? Did you... test them opposite each other to see what their chemistry together would be?
No, not at all. We knew them individually, and we knew their sensibilities. We knew their personalities, and we knew they'd mesh beautifully. And we knew Nathan had to be Max Bialystock right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And before, of course, you know, Nathan was going to be our star, so before we cast Matthew Broderick, we sat down and talked to Nathan about it. And he thought it was just a great idea because he thought Matthew was such a great actor that he could get close to the Gene Wilder feeling, which was so important. A lot of acting goes into Leo Bloom. It's really Leo Bloom's story when you think about it, because Leo Bloom is a caterpillar at the beginning. Who, you know, the arc of his march of character turns him into a butterfly. So I mean, from caterpillar to butterfly, and you need a very talented guy. And the only thing I didn't know was whether or not Matthew Broderick could sing, because I knew he was in a show a couple of years ago called How to Succeed in Business, but I didn't hear it. So I rushed out and I got the cast album. And I heard this choir boy, this beautiful voice and sweet, you know, sweet Irish tenor. And I didn't even have to audition him for singing. I just thought he was so great. So we would just head over heels in love with both of these guys, and we thank God every day and night that we got them on stage together, because I mean, you couldn't want a better Bialystock and Bloom than Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick.
Mel Brooks, recorded last year. This Sunday, actors Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick end their run with Brooks' hit Broadway musical, The Producers.
Gotta sing, sing. Gotta sing, sing.
Okay, boys, break's over. Let's take it from the top.
This is good. Hey, Bloom, put me down for 10 grand.
Prisoners of love, blue skies above, can't keep our hearts in jail.
Tempo, fellas, pick up the tempo.
Prisoners of love,
that's it.
Our turtle dove,
yes,
will soon come and round with bells.
Sing out, boys.
Oh,
let them hear your solitary.
Just came from the governor. Gentlemen, you are hereby granted a full pardon for having, through song and dance, brought joy and laughter into the hearts of every murderer, rapist, and sex maniac in Sing Sing. You're free!
Free!
Next stop, Broadway!
This is Fresh Air.